On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 32. The motion is agreed to.
A GMO labeling compromise is getting closer and closer to passing the Senate after cloture was invoked on the bill Wednesday afternoon. The bill would preempt state labeling laws and create a national system of GMO ingredient disclosure. Senate Agriculture Committee leaders took to the Senate floor on Wednesday to drum up support for the legislation. Committee Chair and Kansas Republican Pat Roberts said the bill would be helpful to a wide range of people.
Passing this bill benefits farmers and ranchers by providing a mechanism for disclosure that educates rather than denigrates their technology. Passing this bill benefits manufacturers by providing a single national standard with which to be held accountable rather than an unworkable system of many more state standards. And finally, passing this bill benefits consumers by greatly increasing the amount of food information at their fingertips.
Committee ranking member and Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow says the legislation isn't perfect, but it's practical. She says many people who are speaking against the measure are on the wrong side of science.
When I hear friends who oppose this bill denying the overwhelming body of science that says biotechnology poses no human health or safety risks, while believing the same scientists, very same National Academy of Sciences, who tell us that climate change is real, I have to shake my head. I believe in science.
And while 26 Senate Democrats voted against the cloture vote on Wednesday, Stabenow says there's plenty in the legislation to support.
This bill creates the first ever mandatory national GMO labeling requirement. We cover 25,000 more foods than are labeled in Vermont or the other states. We protect and strengthen the organic label, which is non-GMO, and makes it a clear choice for consumers.
The procedural vote could lead to a vote on final passage in the Senate as early as on Thursday. That would give the House 1 week to advance the measure should they choose to do so before going on its summer break. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.